It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, thanks for tuning in. It's the holiday weekend. And if you're ever firing up a grill, this would be the one to do it. There's a lot going on this weekend, and I hope you're a part of it, and you're going to create a little grill envy in your backyard. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. Conrad, good morning. Welcome, grilling guys of America.
Yeah.
We're so happy to have you join us, whether you're listening on Jethro FM family or Jethro AM, Country with a Twist, or the various other stations, WBRN, WJIM, those who carry us, or podcasting, which is a giant number now for us. If you're not taking it as a podcast, hit thegrillingguys.com and click on the link, or just go to your Apple podcast app. If you have an Apple, and if you have an Android, they have an app too. I can't think of the name of it, but you just punch in The Grillin' Guys and see if we come up.
Yes,
we normally do. We're not on Spotify.
Can't afford the dues.
I don't know. I've never even researched it, but right. We have thousands of people every week getting the show, and it's just a great way to get us into your back pocket if you want
exactly.
to.
Exactly. So
or wherever you carry your phone.
Right. Barbecue Bob, summer has sprung. We still have fall nights and spring days, so that's that equals summer. I mean, this week it was got down to 40. I got the pool open. I don't know if you got yours open yet, but that sucks up a lot of juice if you're trying to heat through a 40-degree night, so I just let her go. I didn't turn it on yet. We've got we got 60-degree water, you know, so nobody's going to be swimming this weekend, I don't think. Unless
it's a little warmer in Lake Michigan.
Yeah, pour the dollars into the pool like you have to. But I had three different nights this week where family was over or friends, and you know, it feels like barbecue season to me, man, because we were just doing burgers. We did some brats, and I did some chicken one night, you know, just kind of dusting it all off. Mm-hmm. And there was, yeah, most was like eight. There was, the last night was five. And, you know, so they just, I got
the
a new
Jop, the Joppy Grill.
Yeah. I got a new grandson. So
no reservations needed.
Right. Yeah. Anytime that my son and daughter-in-law are willing to come over and bring that new baby, they're welcome. So they.
Oh, you probably got a few volunteers to hold it.
Oh
too.
Yeah. Even the turns
is,
out
is
the,
it a little boy.
Yeah, Roman.
Oh,
is
that's
his name.
Right. Yeah,
turns
sure.
out the little guy even likes me. I think he likes sitting on my shelf. You know what I mean? And his belly's kind of soft and just, you know, I got that old man belly, so he's digging it. But yeah, we're having fun.
Well,
with that.
You're gonna
you got a load of
you're
grandkids
gonna enjoy
too.
That because it's, you know, as nice as it is to have kids, the grandkids takes it to a different level.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to say it's because you don't have to take care of them, but that's not it.
Right.
Because we do have to take care of ours. No, we don't really. We volunteer to have them over as much as possible. We've got some twins up from Tennessee right now, and in a couple weeks they move out of their house and they're moving in with us for the summer.
Oh, really?
Because they're heading out to New York.
Right.
Loaded up the truck and moved to NYC.
Yeah. Song like that somewhere. But so did you cook anything this week?
Yes, I did. I really went at it hard. I did burgers.
Oh, yeah. You know what, though? Those are always a hit,
always.
Man. Yeah. So we, I had some burger left over from that cow that you arranged for me, the quarter cow.
Last year.
And, you know, it's in those plastic tubes.
Right.
If you let those things thaw out and then don't knead them much, you just cut the little plastic
and
off
nice
there and just break
pucks.
Off pieces and make patties out of them.
Yep.
Oh, man, do those make great
Isn't
burgers.
That good
they
burger?
Hold together. And but that was the thing is, like, my son came over and he was putting seasoning in there and he's in there twisting it all with his hand.
Oh,
and then
I
you put them
that.
Back on the grill.
Yeah.
And they kind of fall apart. And so that was the tip is don't over massage
yeah.
your burger when you season it. Put the seasoning on the outside, make your patties, don't press them too hard, And
it's so hard not to say something when you see people doing that. Yeah. It's just like, oh, darn it.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you don't beat them up before you put them on the grill, they'll hold together a lot better, and they're a lot juicier.
And was it the seasoning where you have like Lipton soup and all that stuff?
Well, no.
It was actually from Sobeys.
It was actually from Sobeys. It's Tim's blend. Oh, okay. I use that on everything. You know,
yeah, thing applies to meatloaf and
right.
You know, meatballs, any of that stuff. Minimal molestation.
Right. Yeah. We'll make a much better product. Absolutely. But
I just think that decks suck.
You know what? They suck up a lot of money because and time. And yes, my deck is probably 15 years old. I see it
look
all
at that.
Beat up, man. What
look
happened?
Look at that, Conrad. Look at my hand.
Did you? You were sanding. That's a sander that got away from you.
I rented a drum sander, and I got most of it with the drum sander. But that leaves, it's a 30-year-old deck, so not all the wood's the
level.
Same thickness or level. Or,
it's cupped
so
or
you
whatever,
got all
yeah.
these spots, and... So I got my 90-degree angle
grinder out.
Oh. And they make these cool heads that are like little pads of sandpaper.
Like
and
flaps
there's
almost.
A million of them,
yeah. Yeah, right.
And, man, that cleans it up beautifully. And every now and then, if you're not careful.
Apparently you weren't, according to your index, middle, and ring finger on your left hand.
That'll take a squirt of Bactine.
I'm telling you. It'll take off and it'll walk right across you.
Right. So it must be you run it with your right hand and yes. brace yourself with your left.
Holding my fat body up with my left hand because you're bent over the entire time.
Oh, and that's no fun. Yeah,
holy
you're
cow.
Right. Deck suck.
But man, it looks wonderful and... I think I'm just going to put linseed oil on it.
See, and I went to your new store, Menards, and went through the paint department with a very, very knowledgeable person, and they walked me through, and I ended up with a Dutch Boy product that was a clear sealer.
I saw that.
Right? And, boy, I tell you what, that stuff worked great, super easy, rolled. Just had a 3-inch nap roller. That I rolled that stuff on and it covered perfectly and it looks great. The only drawback is that it's a little slippery.
It's $30 a gallon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And I, six of those and I was done.
Right. But, I'm looking to get a 5-gallon jug of linseed oil.
Yeah.
Because I put some on the stuff I resurfed that's already done. And man, it just brought the grain right out. It looks gorgeous. It darkened it up a little bit.
Yep, this did too. Even though it said it was clear, it did darken it.
But this isn't slippery at all.
No. Well, I mean, not to my feet, but you sit in a chair and the chair will kind of slide out from under you a little bit. And so that's not a good thing.
Maybe you were just having a few too many cocktails.
Well, there was 3 trial runs on it. I'll give you that. Yeah.
Also, just I guess want to. Tell everybody to remember the holiday and think about maybe any loved ones you have in your family that have fallen in wartime, or maybe just all those people who have fallen that you'll never know, would never know, but there's millions of them, and this is the weekend that we set aside after World War I it started, right? And we're going to have Major Steve Prince on later on to talk about maybe his version being a retired Army major. He's got a great tradition and a devoutness to him that's I think people need to hear.
Yeah, and we took CPL classes from Steve.
Yes.
So he's a very talented guy.
Yes.
Gives all of his time away these days. And you'll want to be here in the third segment when he's on because he's a super interesting dude and there's no better time than right now. Now, Bob, I'm looking on the show plan. We don't follow this very often. But the cut-up knuckles were not on there, but Poison Ivy is. So,
yeah, it's that time of year.
All
I had to do was mow the lawn
and
make a couple runs through some paths in the woods that I like.
Right, to dump your clippings.
Yeah. No, just to mow them down a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And, yep, there you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Itchy? Yeah,
It's rather annoying. My wife got it too. I'm not sure.
Yeah, all right.
She rubbed off on me or what?
Well, coming up next, we're going to tell you how to, as Bob says, put on the Ritz and impress some of your guests this weekend on the grill. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.